Speaker, I must reiterate my deepest concerns that Rutland Water should now be approached with the utmost caution. It is no longer a safe environment, and necessary precautionary measures must be taken.
Order!
Arthur, you cannot seriously suggest that we tell our constituents that they must leave their homes, uproot their children, all for one unsubstantiated sighting of a large pussycat! Perhaps the Honourable Crow is suffering from an acute attack of kitty imagination!
My name's Penelope. When we heard about the book, everybody was really excited. But first, I didn't believe in the black pumper until I saw it at Rutland Water, and then I believed in it.
You saw it?
I saw it.
Chloe, in the story, I liked when Tracy listened to our ideas and added them in the book. I like the names in the book. I like the messages in the story because it tells people about how important the environment is to the animals. Amazing work, Tracy.
Wow, I should be delighted to hear that.
My name's Poppy. I love being part of this and I love the environment. Rutland Water is my calm place and I love going there. So I love the book because I love Rutland Water.
It does make you calm, doesn't it, whenever you go there? Yeah. I agree. Yeah. What's your name?
Thea. I love nature and I loved hearing about the story. I've been to Rutland Water before and seen a black figure in the bushes, and that's when I first heard about the Black Panther.
You've seen a black figure in the bushes?
Yeah.
And you think that might be it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Amelia. Tracy is inspiring to the school and she proves anyone can make a book even if they feel like they can't. I love how Onca's Adventures is based on real happenings.
Sasha, I remember when Mrs. Rowland first telling us about Tracy writing Onca's Adventures at Rutland Water. We all went and squished in Mrs. Rowland's office and talked about what improvements could be made, and Tracy went away, reflected, and came back with one amazing book with loads of altars that Langham had made.
So it feels like it's partly yours, I guess.
Yeah.
Summer. I love the book, especially in the map at the front, because you can see the characters and where they are in Rutland Water. I also liked that there was an audio so you can listen to it instead. I remember sitting in the Year 6 classroom and listening to a chapter, then saying what we like and what could be better.
Samuel, I think that was a great idea to do the book. It makes people want to go outside and explore.
Ava, I think it's really nice that Tracy let us comment on her book and she listened and took on all of our advice we gave her. And it's just really nice to know that Langham School was able to be part of such an incredible experience.
Wow. Just hearing that from the children now who actually been involved with this, that's a small selection of the children.
Absolutely incredible, Rob. When I first came to Langham School to talk to Diane Rowland, I'd written this book, but honestly, I didn't know whether it was going to be any good or not, because unless the children enjoyed it, to have the opportunity to have these lovely children read and look at the book and listen to the storyline and give me such valuable feedback that has made this book a very special book indeed. So I'm so grateful to these special children because they've really engaged with this project wholeheartedly, and I'm just so thrilled that they enjoyed it.
And your ambition is really not only to grow this book but also to kind of grow the links with the schools and Rutland Water and maybe make it even wider.
Oh, absolutely. The beauty of this book, it has the potential to do such good work in lots of ways. Not only will it be going out to every single primary school in Rutland, but also I want to encourage family time again, so children can enjoy the story but then hopefully go with their parents and their grandparents and family, visit Rutland Water and follow the Panther's trail, because that was the one key thing that came out of the feedback from the children, is they wanted a map put in the book so they could actually follow the Panther Trail. So it can bring back a lovely family activity that they can go to around Rutland Water with. It can help the school with their educational as an extra tool for them and for field trips maybe, and of course encouraging children and inspiring them to love nature.
And would that be right that you all love, you know, the outside world and love reading?
Yes.
And from a head teacher point of view, actually, when you were approached for this, you've virtually involved the whole school because you asked them and no one really said no.
Yes, absolutely. So the children that have been speaking to you today are just a small selection. I was blown away by the enthusiasm of the whole school. We're really passionate about nature here. We've got a pond and a nature area at the end of the field. So I knew the children would be keen, but they were more than keen. They wanted to be a part of something, a journey, really. So when Tracy first gave us a draft template and we listened to a few of the audio samples, the children really reflected and were really perceptive. Actually, they took their time to really consider what would make this a great book. So the map, of course, that you've spoken about was one of the key things. They talked about having names for the chapters. They talked about just considering what the characters were called and also putting in some kind of a paragraph at the beginning that really embraced the Rutland Panther. And so I was thrilled that they had that opportunity. What I didn't appreciate at the time was how much Tracy was going to listen to that advice. So that's been the most special thing for me and for the children, that their ideas have been really validated. So when we looked at the book in assembly the other week and the children could see there was a map and the chapters had names, you could see them feel really proud that they had a part of this and they were listened to. So yes, we're really, really excited to be part of it all.
Oh, teamwork, Badger, teamwork! Nothing could have been achieved without teamwork!
And friendship, sir?
Most certainly friendship. What? Well, as everyone looks beefy and dapper, I need to leave the party. Oh, Harry sends his regards to everyone. What? Toodle, Pip!
Oh, and yes, and the Bat Gang said to call by any time, Onkar.
I will. And what's more, I'm going to make sure that no harm ever comes to anyone living at Rutland Water.